Israeli Apartheid Week, IAW, has started its activities in Gaza. This week marks the 6th annual Israel Apartheid Week, a series of on-campus initiatives meant to bring attention to the plight of the Palestinian people.
It's our duty as Palestinian students and academics to participate in this international movement, in this international event, to participate, to show the whole world the Israel as a colonial apartheid system.
The week-long campaign links Israel's treatment of Palestinians to the treatment of blacks in apartheid South Africa and features lectures and discussions criticizing Israel's policies towards Palestinians.
This is the first time that Gaza participates in the Israeli Apartheid Week. I think for Gaza to participate in this activity is of paramount importance because it has been a year since Israel committed war crimes and crimes against humanity. And I think the message that we are sending out from Gaza, the West Bank and Palestine 1948 is of paramount importance. It is a message of boycott, divestment and sanctions.
The past few years have seen a sharp increase of literature and analysis that has sought to document and challenge Israeli apartheid, including reports issued by major international bodies and human rights organizations.
We from Gaza insist on the BDS tactic as our strategy to force Israel to comply with the international law and recognize our inalienable rights.
In previous years, IAW has played an important role in raising awareness and disseminating information about Zionism, the Palestinian liberation struggle, and its similarities with the indigenous independence struggle in North America and the South African anti-apartheid movement. Organizers say that they aim to contribute to the chorus of international opposition to Israeli policies towards Palestinians and to bolster support for the boycott, divestment, and sanction campaign against Israel. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.